This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Feeling? I hope so. The whole idea of Christmas is sentiment, don't you think so, Jay? Sentimental.
All the sentimental stuff.
Is that redundant?
And the twinkly lights.
Yes, the twinkly on top of that twinkly tree with a star on top of it, no less. All right, sentimental sentiment is what we're sharing here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jay Kirshner. It's tea time. Right? It's time for you at this time of year to indulge in ceremony. I was thinking as the celebration of Hanukkah begins and all of our traditional things at Christmas time, things that we celebrate every year, Thanksgiving, our birthdays, the things that involve ceremony, right? There are other things. When people get awards, there's pomp and ceremony for that. People get elected to office and get installed, there's pomp and ceremony for that. But I just was thinking more about what you have in your own daily ceremony. Are there things in your life, like some people, having a cup of coffee every morning is a ceremony, right? They get up, brush their teeth, take a shower, go downstairs, put the coffee maker on, right? Drink coffee. That's a daily example of a daily ceremony. Maybe having moments to yourself, where you can think, just think about what's in your life, mm-hmm. think about your family. That could be a ceremony. There are people who take trips every year. Wedding ceremonies, certainly, but taking a trip on an anniversary, right? That's a ceremony. You know, the point I'm making here is that as we get into this time of year, ceremony is very important. But I also think that ceremony is important in the greater landscape of life, if you will. And it's like a good cup of tea. Drink it slowly. Take your time with it and understand what the ceremony means. Okay? That's all. Maybe deep thinking for some, but not like finding your soulmate.
But uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so we're celebrating this season by giving away all of these Trans-Siberian Orchestra CDs and LPs. We're giving away a lot of them. The latest person to join this flock is Barbara Wilker, who is out in Lake Havasu. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
That's good. So Lake Havasu, KNTR, I've been on there for a long time. What do you do in Lake Havasu? Tell me you're the maintainer of the lake. I think that would be a great job, right?
I wish I was, but I am happily retired.
Are you? Uh-huh.
Yes.
What did you do before you retired?
I was a district sales manager for a major direct selling company.
Did you live in Lake Havasu when you were working, or did you retire to Lake Havasu?
I did. I was transferred out here from the Midwest, and mm-hmm. when I married my husband and found out he wanted to live in the Southwest, we said, well, what's stopping us? And basically
right.
it was my work, because I worked in the Milwaukee area.
Mm-hmm.
And we just requested a transfer, and I got it. So we moved out here, and I worked out here for probably 8 years,
mm-hmm.
and it's like working on vacation.
You know, I was just thinking that.
Beautiful.
I know. I've visited Lake Havasu a number of times and did station visitations and met folks that live there. And I remember the first time I drove through Lake Havasu, I'm looking around and thinking, this is in Arizona. Where am I? Well, I got into a different car. I went to a different place because it's that different there. It's really
totally
kind of a special place. Yeah, it's a special place. So good for you, Barbara. I wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year with you and your family.
And thank you and Jay.
Thank you. I think we're having a good time with this, and we'll continue to have a good time. So I think you decided that you wanted a CD, right?
A CD is fine. I can play it in the car.
Right, okay, yes, certainly you can. Trans-Siberian Orchestra and their music, and so you'll be automatically entered in this drawing. We keep getting more of these CDs and giving them away. It's a great way for me to engage, frankly, with people who listen to the program. It's a nice thing. This time of year is nice and warm, and I don't normally take calls. Frankly, I just figure that people want to listen to us talking about stuff. It's like listening to music. You find some stuff that is interesting and you want to listen to it, that's cool. So listen to us talk about things that are going on, bring people up to date. But this is good. I'm enjoying having the conversation with all of you folks.
Yeah,
so you'll be
this.
Yeah, maybe we do. We'll set aside a time every day we talk to people about stuff. Anyway.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's a good
idea.
Because
we enjoy your time on the air.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you. I've been down in that neck of the woods for quite a long time. So it's nice to be able to connect. So we'll put you in the drawing for the stereo turntable from Audio Technica that'll take place whenever we've dispatched. James, how many of these things have we given away now? We must be getting close to
the CD.
The end of the
I
line.
Believe we've given around 15, 16.
Anyway, yeah, okay.
Something like
the LPs, too.
Wonderful.
All right. So we'll see what happens either the later, probably not this week. I'll probably do it next week. Barbara, again, have a wonderful holiday season. Nice to talk with you, and enjoy your husband and your family. All right, folks, it's 13 past the hour. This is a good day program. Yeah, we have a few more of these. Matter of fact, we've got a couple of calls that are kind of cute that I'll share with you as we move on. One of the things that people are talking about today, Jay, is this potential ban on menthol cigarettes. I'm for banning all cigarettes. I'm for banning all tobacco products. I'm for banning marijuana, and I just think it's all bad for you, even though people say, oh, you're a hypocrite, you're going to put a marijuana grow on your farm. Yeah, I was, because it was a quick way for me to pay off the mortgage, but it didn't happen, and I'm just happy. And the right thing happens for the right reason at the right time. It wasn't the right thing for me to do, and even though I got the permits to do it, I didn't really ever want to do it, other than collect the check that would have paid off the mortgage. That was it. So now we have this ban on menthol cigarettes that's been proposed by the Bidenites, and it was supposed to take, it was supposed to be this right the first of the year, but as usual, Big Tobacco is in there with their lobbyists, and they are arguing, listen to this, this is why you don't ban menthol cigarettes, because more blacks smoke menthol cigarettes than whites, and this is discrimination. Who the hell thinks like this? Seriously. Right? That's what the tobacco companies are arguing, that a ban on menthol cigarettes unfairly targets black smokers.
What is the difference that makes menthol cigarettes worse than
non-filters? The filters that are on them are filled with some kind of the filters have something that makes the cigarettes taste like menthol, like when you have a cough drop, right? This is going to taste like a cough drop. And so for whatever the reason, yeah, I can remember seeing a lot of black people who smoking these menthol cigarettes. And so is that, why do they smoke them? I don't know. I never asked anybody. I find whenever I'm around, I go away from people who smoke because I don't want to be around people who smoke. I don't want to be around the smoke. I'd be happy to have the people around, but I don't want to be around the smoke. I'm extraordinarily allergic to it, and it has to do with my mother's demise. Smoking, what does she smoke? Kent cigarettes. Awful. Ugh. Garbage. Just disgusting. Look at the stuff in an ashtray and think, plus the fact that people who drive and they throw the damn butt out the window. Who the hell do you think you are?
When you're behind somebody who's smoking.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Or in a drive-thru or something.
Awful. Right.
Do you remember? Well, okay, so I'm sure you remember being able to smoke on flights. I don't remember those days, but I remember
the first flight I was on.
Say smoking or non-smoking section,
yep.
And it was just like a plexiglass that didn't even go all the way up to the ceiling.
If you it was like the COVID glass joke.
Yeah.
It was a joke. Yep. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of people who have joined. I find this quite amusing, actually, and enlightening. So the Biden folks wanted to ban menthol. Well, why don't they ban them all? Menthol, but it's proven. The folks that are in the Food and Drug Administration say, look at this is what happens. And, yeah, it's a good convincing argument. So the rulemaking was done. They sent it to the White House. And then and they were pretty close to the finish line, actually. But then some of the civil rights groups and the National Association of Black Law Enforcement Executives and Al Sharpton and his bunch of BSers, they warned the White House against the plan, suggesting that regulatory crackdown on this will hurt Joe Biden's chances for reelection with black voters. Wow. Huh? Really? Apparently, that was the argument that won the day. It's discriminatory. Black voters who smoke won't vote for Joe Biden. Now, there's a category of people that you never thought there would be a poll of black voters who smoke menthol cigarettes. Who are you going to vote for?
Well, why is there not enough of a focus on these menthol cigarettes, the brands and the companies who were significantly targeting black communities with specific kinds of cigarettes?
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jay. That's the clearest picture of this. How do you think it started in the first place? They're targeting. It's like the nicotine they put in to get everybody hooked on it. This is something that was specially done for whatever reason. The research was done, and they found that this menthol flavoring was attractive to black people who smoke. What an
like
outrage.
Like Juul targeting kids with, like, the fruity flavors and stuff.
Yeah.
The e-cigarettes.
Right. This is outrageous, frankly, when you put it together. Yolanda Richardson, who's president of the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, says that 45,000 black people die from smoking every year. Yeah, okay, so why not stop? Educate people as to why they shouldn't be smoking any kind of cigarette. Man, this is, what a story that is, huh? 18 after the hour, and good day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you.
This is your dentist.
Do me a favor and feel the front of your teeth. How grimy are they?
Ugh.
It's time for a Crest Pro Health reality checkup. That grime is the buildup of plaque bacteria that can cause cavities in just months. You need to switch to Crest Pro Health. While most toothpaste stop working in minutes, Crest Pro Health's antibacterial fluoride protects for up to 12 hours to stop cavities before they start. So fix them up on the way home. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Hey, you know, people talked about spreading holiday cheer. Overrated. I had some holiday cheer last year, and you know what? Last
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The Radio-a-thon continues. That is the Trans-Siberian Radio-a-thon. But now we take a respite in the other things that we do on the air because it's social media time. And oftentimes during this hour of our focus on social media, we get into the technology aspects of things. That was interesting, Jay, that Coinbase Wallet has added some new features that aim to simplify money transfers, not only here in our country, but around the world. This particular update allows Coinbase Wallet users to send money through any platform that supports link sharing. So what would be an example?
I feel like
of
what could what go be? Wrong?
Lots.
Like social media accounts are constantly getting hacked and all of that, and yet you're going to have your banking information
not me
to, send money.
Yep, I wouldn't do it, but I get some people, all they're thinking about is what's convenient. That's easy. Mm-hmm. Use some common sense there, folks. This is not something
that you
want to do.
Use PayPal and Venmo and Zelle like a normal person.
Yeah. I don't have any of those. Does that surprise you?
I like Zelle. Zelle is great.
I do have PayPal. What do you like about Zelle? What is there about that thing?
It's connected directly. It's from your bank. It's actually part of your bank. So the money goes into your bank. There are no hidden fees. And people don't have your banking information. It's just whatever your email address is or your phone number.
Okay. All right. I don't understand why that's necessary, but listen. It's life down on the farm.
It's everybody. Like what used to be, what was it, the Western Mutual wire transfer?
No,
Western.
Money
to somebody?
You mean Western Union?
Western Union, yes.
Western Union, yes.
That one, too. It's cousin.
Yeah. Them, too. All right, here's the question of the day. I guess this is built around our giving away of the Audio Technica fully belt-driven stereo turntable. Question Jay posted at our social media, which you can connect to no matter what it is, at Good Day Networks. Do you have a record player? Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, the answer for me is yes. Ken Vanderwalken says, heck yeah. Jeff Collins has got three of them. Chuck Farron says, yes, Vintage Pioneer. Oh, yeah. Who doesn't remember Pioneer record? He says it's still spinning, too. Seth Fillmore says, I have two that work, three that don't, and one old suitcase one from the 1950s. There's an image, man. We should do us a favor, Seth. If you're listening now, send us a picture of the one that's in the suitcase. That little, it's in a little case, like a briefcase, actually, probably. Margaret says, yes, and our combined album collection goes with it. I still have a bunch of albums. Your father must have a bunch of albums around the house there, Jay, right?
He does. I do, too. I think records, vinyl, there's just something so much more romantic about listening to the vinyl than streaming something or on a CD.
Yeah, right. But it's easy to do it. That's like the money thing we were just talking about. Tabitha Young says, yes, and I love it. Let's see here. Linda Rubin says, yes, and I love my vinyls. Let's see here. Barbara, I can't pronounce your last name. Look like Cybrecht. Says, yeah, we have them. Glenda Coleman, giving my 38-year-old a daughter a turntable for Christmas. And some Taylor Swift vinyls. Now, that is an interesting idea for today's people that like Taylor Swift and want to enjoy it. Because usually the stereo quality, at least that's been my experience, is better when you take it off the record if the record hasn't been overused. It doesn't get scratchy. Donald Trapp says, yeah, he's got one. Susan, is it Ochsner, would you say? I think O-C-H-S-N-E-R. Anyway, she says, Ochsner? Nope, but I got one for the granddaughter for Christmas. See, people are buying these for their children and their grandchildren for Christmas. There you go. All right, thanks for the input. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Three people were killed and one is expected to survive after a gunman opened fire on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus yesterday. It happened around lunchtime Pacific. The suspected shooter was quickly killed by university detectives in a shootout. ABC News is reporting the deceased suspect is 67-year-old Anthony Polito. Polito had applied for a professor position at UNLV, but was denied. He had previously worked as a professor in North Carolina and Georgia. A search of his home in Henderson, to the southeast of Las Vegas, was conducted last night. Sources indicate the victims who were killed were faculty or staff members. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she loses sleep over President Biden's ability to handle foreign threats. On the News Nation and final GOP presidential debate this year, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis warned the United States needs to be ready to defend Taiwan against China. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Anna Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since there's no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight,
tight, hold me tight.
Weather outside is
frightful. Oh, I got the wrong chorus. The wrong verse. You got the point, though.
It is so cold here this morning where I am in New England.
How cold is it?
Wait, what's that game show again? Alec Baldwin hosted a remake of it.
Yeah, no, you're right. He's got the long pencil microphone. It was originally hosted by... Bud Collier, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Isn't that now I can... I want to... Yes, Match Game. It was Match Game. Right? Match Game. Name that too. All those silly things. Okay, this is the time of year when we feel like giving things away. That's why I did this. I said yes to this Trans-Siberian Orchestra thing. Because it's not the fact that we're giving away. It's the fact that we can share, like, another commonality. The things that I like to do through this radio program, and frankly through my life, is bring people together. And folks are interested in listening to the other people who listen to the program. Who are we like the other folks that listen to the program? What is there in common? What do we have, the men and women who listen to the program? So that's why I try to extract a little bit out of everybody who calls that we talk to. And then there are those people who, you know, because the line is available 24 hours a day, they dial 855-999-3684, and they get through and they leave a message like, I want to win one of those Trans-Siberian. How do I do that? All right, well, you do it the way you did it. So if you feel like when we're not on the air, we still have, I think we have four or five of these things to give away, and then we're going to give away the... And what most people are interested in, they like the music, but they want that turntable. So you get a chance at that.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is worth a lot of money, hundreds of dollars. So at any rate, 855-999-DOUG. Here are a couple of examples of people who have called and said, please, oh, please, please, please. So, yes, you'll be rewarded for taking the time to call and get one of the CDs. Here are a couple of examples of calls we've gotten.
I'm calling in to request one of the CDs for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. My name is Jeff Popama. I enjoy listening to you in the morning on my way to work. And while you're talking about sunny weather out west, we're experiencing nice cold weather up here in northern Minnesota. We're almost to the border, north of Duluth. So thank you very much.
All right. You got another one there, James, I think?
Calling to get a free CD, but I did see the Moody Blues in 1970, and they were awfully awesome. So if I could get the CD, give me a call, and my name is Barbara Clue. Thank you.
All right, Barbara. You're welcome. You know what? I think she'd rather have a CD of the Moody Blues, and frankly, so would I. But we were talking about, for the folks didn't hear the conversation yesterday, the passing of Denny Lane brought up a lot of memories about the Moody Blues and who were the original members. And as it turned out, Justin Hayward didn't join until they were about a year or so old. All the original members of the Moody Blues are now dead. And so it's just John Lodge and Justin Hayward that are still alive. And they joined in, I think, when I've forgotten who joined and what the I don't remember, but Justin quickly became the leader because he was the best songwriter. At any rate, that's the scoop on the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and we've given a couple of more of those away, and you can take a shot at calling now if you want to, or later on, because we'll be done with this fairly quickly. And so you'll have to go somewhere else to get a present for some. Maybe this is a present that you're getting for yourself. Or you can send it to somebody. I was looking at the stats, Jay, from the Postal Service. Expect that the mail delivery folks will handle more than 11 billion pieces of mail and packages from now until Christmas. 11 billion. Now, that's not FedEx. That's not Amazon. That's not UPS. That's not, what's the yellow van, DXL or something? That's
DXL. Just, mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just the mail, the United States Postal Service. So what they are saying, the reason I'm bringing this up now, is because the deadline to make sure that the stuff gets there by Christmas Day is Friday. All right, that seems kind of early, doesn't it? Isn't it the Friday? What's Friday? It's the 8th, I think. That can't be that. Yeah, can't be that bad. I sent something through FedEx the other day. This is what's so crazy. If you want to send a package in the mail, you know, a lot of people take shots at the post office. I certainly have taken my share of shots over the years when they lose mail or, you know, something foolish happens. But think about what you get these days. What is it, 43 cents? How much is a stamp? 45 cents, 43 cents, 48, something like that.
So I think it depends if you get the normal stamp or the forever stamp.
I have the forever ones, but they run. I don't buy enough of them, so I have to keep going back. And I mail. I do. I send checks and pay my bills that way. I don't do the thing. Everybody, remember, Rich McFadden used to give me a hard time because I wouldn't use that automatic thing. And one of the reasons I stopped using it was because he got his hacked somehow. And it's too easy. Just, no. Put a stamp on an envelope and mail the check. Anyway, in looking at how much it cost, I had to send an overnight to somebody in California the other day. And the cheapest was $13. And depending on what time of day you wanted it delivered, it was $28. For one, this was an envelope that I put into one of the FedEx envelopes, and it was $13 for something you can get from the United States Postal Service. Well, you can't get overnight, but this was a two-day delivery. I think that's what I said, a two- or three-day delivery. Anyway, it was like 10, 12 times more expensive than the Postal Service. Again, people complain, and there's good reason sometimes, but when you look at value and reliability, it still looks to me like the Postal Service is the best of all of the, you know, of all of the options. At any rate, I am happy to pass along that so that it is a warning. Let's see, what else did I? Oh, you know what else I saw? I probably should have put this in the social media. How many people use Wikipedia? How many people do you think use that? It's a valuable resource.
Yeah, Wikipedia. I think a lot. What do you think? Whether you need to or not, because whenever you are typing in something for a definition, Wikipedia, or you're trying to get more information on something, Wikipedia is typically the first one that pops up. So yeah. I think maybe 98% of people use it.
84 billion views this year.
Totally believe it.
84 billion views to Wikipedia. I have my own Wikipedia page. I didn't even know that I had a Wikipedia page until somebody told me. And I looked at it and said, where'd they get the information? And I was never sure, how are those pages created? Who does that? I didn't do it. Nobody I know did it. It just showed up one day. Rather strange.
Or somebody did it, but that's how you know you made it. You've made it once you have a Wikipedia page.
Is that the way you know you made it? All right. Do you have a Wikipedia page?
I don't, know.
Uh-oh. We have to take care of that. Get on
to
that.
No, I don't.
Does your father have one? I bet your father has
one. He does not, no.
He doesn't have one either?
Oh, blasphemous, right?
Rarified group here that I'm in. Yes, right, exactly. All right, James, who's next that wants to get a CD? Let's have a quick call. From somebody someplace. I think this lady's in New York State somewhere.
She's in Jonestown. It's Annie Refue.
I think he's vying to be an announcer on a TV game show. What do you think, Jay?
I mean, it is.
Doesn't it sound like when he does that?
You're totally crushing it, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting.
Yeah, right. All right, Annie. Hello. Welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Hi, Doug. I'm so glad to talk to you. I've been a listener for years. I love your show. I love your references to the past when you just said you were a child of World War II. I was born in 1942, but I love your references to the past, things like Howdy Doody and When Life Was Good.
Well, you know, life is good today, but it's a different kind of good, and you have to be more selective as to how you choose the good. Maybe that's it from our experiences. You know, we've all lived a long life. We've experienced good things and bad things, and now, at this point, I think we can pick and choose. And I don't think that's an age thing, actually. I think anybody, any age, people Jay's age, people James' age, it's up to you to pick and choose what you want to believe, what you want to think, what you want to experience. That's up to you. You can be in muck and mire if you like. You can let the news disturb your day or ruin your day or not. Make a choice. And I think that's what I think that people might. I mean, there's plenty of stuff around and has been all through our lives that's been pretty crappy, from the Vietnam War, John F. Kennedy getting killed, you name it, all this stuff, and it didn't destroy us. It made us think. It made us do things differently. And I think today there's some of that, but the social media aspects of what, you know, comes of some of these events, I think is just, that's what taints things a little. Anyway.
But Doug, so, remember, we are the children of the greatest generation, as Tom Brokaw pointed out years ago, and we still have that grit. And I don't know if the coming generations have our grit. I think we're a pretty tough bunch of people.
I think we have our tough side. I think we have our soft side. I think we have our understanding side because we had to figure it out on our own. That's the difference. The young people, I don't mean to sound like some old codger, but people who depend on, it isn't just age stuff, but the people who depend on all this technology and the social media, they are doing themselves a disservice because it doesn't answer the spirit of inquisitiveness that is a part of the human psyche. You just, everything's at your fingertips. And
I absolutely agree with you, but I must say, I love your conversation. I love your political views that are really not political, and I quote you all the time because some of my friends don't know who you are. I call you the morning. My morning guy says he's going to vote for Kennedy. And, of course, they all hop up and down. And I said, but you've got to listen to his reasons. And I don't know. I just like your views on everything. I tend to be very agreeable with you. I don't know if it's an age thing, or I just think you're very well-versed. Now, you were talking about knowing people that knew Norman Lear. I was not a big fan of his sitcoms because I thought they were very rude. And I don't know, I grew up in a household where my father was kind of a blowhard and took shots at everybody. And I just didn't grow up that way. I'm very much a pacifist, and I'm very much someone who tries to get along with everyone. And I'm not a Pollyanna, but, you know, I think that stuff was a little over the top for me. But anyway, and I love Adam Sandler's Hanukkah thing.
That's a lot of fun.
The creativity of these men is wonderful, but I was a little bit, not really offended, but just kind of crinkly with him. But anyway.
Got it. All right, I got to go. I'm glad to have you on the program and listen to the program. Hold on a second, James, get some more info. Happy, just have a wonderful, happy rest of the year for you and your family there, Annie. It's 48 after the hour.
Paid actor portrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's GETETHOS.com.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Dell's Cyber Monday event is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime.
You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
After the hour now, a good day. How's Doug Stephanie with Dr. Ken Crone? How's Lake Cardiology? It's his domain down in Florida, and you can visit him in his kingdom, not far from the Magic Kingdom. It's the Magic Kingdom of Health at Lake Cardiology. Dial him up at 352-735-1400. So you go to the Magic Kingdom for a day, and then go see Ken for a day. How'd you like to be? Maybe that old show, how would you like to be for a day? How'd you like to be Ken for a day? He's a busy guy, and you spend the time with you that you need. And you don't understand not only what's going on in your system, but in your body. And great understanding of the whole body. So get that consult by dialing 352-735-1400. And as I think of telephone numbers, I also want to remind you that some of our questions that we get, sometimes we put people on the air, sometimes we just take them. And I'll relay them to Ken. But questions for Dr. Ken can be dialed in any time during the week, any time of the day or night, 855-999-3684. So this week on Good Day Health, we're talking a lot about the brain. We're talking about the things that either make the brain function or keep the brain from functioning. And we had sort of a last-minute focus on Parkinson's in that overall general discussion. Apparently, there is a new treatment, if you will, a spinal implant. That's what this question is about, that will help you with motor functions, helping people who have advanced stage Parkinson's. So given what you were talking about earlier, and I don't like necessarily reflecting back on the stuff that we have had earlier, but this is a good question in terms of Parkinson's and recognizing it. If you hold your hand still and you're shaking, you probably got a problem. This is a motor neuron disorder. People use the ability, lose the ability to correctly use their muscles. So then under the circumstances, is there any hope? That's the question here, and that's where this came from. This guy asking about whether the implant's a good idea. I'm guessing he's got Parkinson's in his family. So is there hope, Ken? That's the question.
There's definitely hope here, Doug. And fortunately, Parkinson's now is a disease that most can be helped with medication. And you go back a few decades, and that wasn't true. But most Parkinson's patients are helped dramatically with oral medications, but there is a fraction who are not. And what you're discussing is additional hope for this group who don't respond well enough to the medications. And there is this spinal electrode implant that's installed via surgery, and it has been shown to have some promise in helping people with mobility issues from Parkinson's disease. You're not going to get this from the corner doctor. You're probably going to have to go to a major research center on Parkinson's. But ask your doctor to help you find a place where they're doing cutting-edge, state-of-the-art research in Parkinson's, and volunteer to be involved in their studies and volunteer to take part in the breaking technology. And there is some hope here.
Yep. All right, next question has to do with cancer, specifically pancreatic cancer. Apparently, this person heard me talking about World Pancreatic Cancer Day on my weekday Good Day program, and this is Good Day Health. So we'll go one step further into understanding what advances there may be, because if I'm not mistaken, pancreatic cancer is the deadliest of any or all cancers. You get it. The survival rate has been pretty close to zero for most people. There have been a lot of folks who were famous that died from pancreatic cancer. I think of, Swayze, Patrick Swayze, but there have been plenty of other people. So what do you say to people who want some hope on this World Pancreatic Cancer Day?
It's tough because try your best to diagnose this early, which is not easy, but there's surgery, chemotherapy, and the treatments are not all that wonderful. Also, some of the cutting-edge treatments, look around at where the research is being done. If unfortunately you're involved in this, and you may, your best hope may be getting to a trial and hope that you get something that's a breakthrough.
Yeah. Well, it's tough stuff, man. It's like colon cancer. Same thing. You want to not wish it on your worst enemy, and you hope that you keep the people that you love from getting it or help them as much as you can from stopping it.
Targeted therapy. Targeted therapy. This is the state of the art you want to talk to your doctor about.
Questions for Dr. Ken, an important part of Good Day Health here at 59 past the hour.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.